With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The judge presiding over former President Trump's New York trial is about to issue final instructions to the jurors, who will then begin their deliberations. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Now that closing arguments are over, jurors will undertake the unprecedented task of deciding whether to convict the former president of felony criminal charges stemming from payments tied to an alleged scheme to buy and bury stories that might have threatened his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump has denied all wrongdoing.
Senator Tom Cotton's take.
Well, President Trump obviously should be acquitted. If this judge wants to save any shred of credibility and reputation, he would direct a verdict of not guilty before sending this case to the court or to the jury.
The Arkansas Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Algeria circulating a draft U.N. Security Council resolution demanding that Israel stop its Rafah offensive.
I think the issue here is we'll see a repeat pattern that we've seen at the United Nations, which has been largely that the U.S. will veto anything that it thinks it disagrees with that goes against its own policy towards Israel. And that has been largely to continue to give Israel a diplomatic shield at the U.N., although we did start to see that fray somewhat in the last 6 weeks or so. But I think when it comes to the issue of Rafah, you're not going to see the Americans allow that resolution to go forward in the form it seems that the Algerians are currently proposing.
That's BBC's Tom Bateman. A bank worker was killed in a natural gas explosion yesterday afternoon, extensively damaged a building in downtown Youngstown, Ohio. The Dallas and Houston areas blasted by destructive hail, flooding rains, and fierce winds yesterday. One person killed in the Houston area. More heavy weather expected today. And the pilot of a military jet that crashed near Albuquerque's airport hospitalized with serious injuries. The Dow down 387. SRN News. Seattle public schools are promoting transgenderism.
According to emails obtained by the group Parents Defending Education, a healthcare organization that operates clinics inside Seattle area schools is offering, quote, gender-affirming care services. This includes hormone shots to help children live as the opposite sex. The Seattle school system already has a policy of not disclosing to parents the fact that their child may be living as the opposite sex in class. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging in the city, New York education officials say they'll send thousands of school children to the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Manhattan. Some 85,000 middle schoolers will take the field trips in hopes of engendering tolerance for Jews in the next generation. The program is being funded in part by a grant from the Gray Foundation, which routinely spends large amounts on programs for New York City young people. Anti-Semitism on the rise all across the U.S. SRN News. Something new from a leading Japanese automaker.
Toyota introduced plans to cast a futuristic spin on the traditional internal combustion engine. The car manufacturer giant announced it would offer lean, compact engines that also run on so-called green fuels like hydrogen and bioethanol, or get paired with zero-emissions electric motors and hybrids. This comes as many competitors in the auto industry are pushing for fully electric vehicles. Toyota's chief executive Koji Sato said the engine is optimized for the electrification era with hopes of helping push the world into carbon neutrality. Keith Peters reporting.
Britain's version of the U.S. Postal Service, the Royal Mail, is apparently changing hands. A Czech investor offering $4.6 billion for the privately owned Royal Mail, an offer the current owner has accepted. More details at SRNNews.com.